countries. What can you do to stop people smugglers simply opening a new route?
Well, they may try to open new routes, and we will disrupt any new routes. What we've got to do is cooperate across borders through all the countries that the smugglers operate in, operationally with our colleagues, to make sure we disrupt their attempts. Now, in Germany, we know that the situation is that a lot of the small boats and their engines are stored in Germany, and that was because of this view that the German authorities couldn't prosecute people for facilitating smuggling to the UK. We have now closed that loophole because of the joint agreement that was signed between the Home Secretary and her German equivalent yesterday. This came out of talks that our Prime Minister had with Chancellor Schultz in August. So we are closing loopholes. We're increasing our operational.
Although the German ambassador says it's not a new thing. It's only a loophole because we're outside of the EU.
And yes.
The fact that this has continued, though, to happen in Germany means the situation, even without a new law, but within those countries that are in the EU, it hadn't stopped it. So I suppose, you know, even in your press release about this morning, you've talked of the continually evolving tactics of people smuggling gangs.
Yes.
There'll be many who just think this just hasn't gone far enough and it's like playing whack-a-mole.
Well, just because you have to play whack-a-mole, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try to take down organised immigration crime and disrupt the people that are putting people's lives at risk in the channel for huge amounts of money. It's important that our new Border Security Command works operationally across borders with our colleagues in Europe to disrupt cross-border smuggling, and that's what we're going to do. That's why we have another conference going on today with the Calais group of EU countries, which is France, Belgium, the Netherlands, co-chaired by Germany and the UK, to see what else we can do to strengthen our cross-border cooperation.
We'll look out for those details. Dame Angeliga, we'll have to leave it there. Minister of State for Border Security and Asylum.